Welcome back. Welcome back to this cold, snowy weekend. Not a lot going on. We got some football playoff games going on, and a lot of people praying for snow. And, you know, being in the South, we usually don't get snow, but we got a little bit this year, like one day. And everybody just tired. And they pray for snow to get that extra day off of work. Not knowing, some people will pray for snow to be out of work. You're out of work. Your light bill is going up because you're going to keep the heat pumping if it's sleeting and snowing like it did this winter. So, you know, either way, you want more. You want this, you want that. But I hope everyone is safe. I hope everyone stayed inside, kept warm, no accidents. If you're going to drive, you got to be careful because it's black ice. And during these months of cold weather, snow, sleet, rain, or whatever, you should always try to keep a full tank of gas in your vehicle. If you can't do anything else, try to make sure that tank is full. Keep you a full tank of gas if you can do that, especially when it snows, and keep those tires right. Okay, today is about Valentine's Day, and Valentine's Day, traditionally, we think of Valentine's Day as the day for your lady. And I know that I'm a little early. Valentine's Day is a few weeks away, but I wanted to do this podcast early because I don't want people to treat Valentine's Day like Christmas. And I say I don't want people to treat Valentine's Day like Christmas because normally, this is the day about somebody. Valentine's Day is about love. And Christmas, we tend to say, oh, well, we didn't have money, or Christmas, it crept up on me and I forgot. But Valentine's Day is more geared towards love. So don't let it creep up on you and can't provide or do something for the one that you love. You've been knowing this day fall, the month of February, damn near your whole life. So try to be prepared to do whatever you're going to do to show somebody that you're going to love, that you love them. That's their special day. And nothing is worse than saying, I can't do it, or my money was slow, or this happened, that happened. Because if you really love that person, and if you have to do something later, it makes them feel like the side piece. If you have to do what you have to do for them after the 14th, it's like you waited for the sale or somebody else was occupying your time. So you did what you had to do after Valentine's Day. So this podcast is mainly a little early because I want you to be prepared this year and do what you have to do. Now, because like I said, a lot going on. Sometimes we wait to the last minute, but I don't want that to happen this year. And when you're doing something for Valentine's Day for your loved one, it's not about the money. It's about the thought. So keep that in mind too. This podcast is reminding you, you don't have to splurge or spend big money. And I'm going to give you some tips in how you can save a little money. So, Valentine's Day, it should be about everyone that you love. I say that because me growing up as a kid, it was more, we were taught that it was for the lady in your life. This day should be about everyone that you love. Not only for your mate, But everyone, we are changing it up from this day forward. And some of you may already, you know, have this thought process that, you know, you're doing stuff for each and every one of your loved ones. Some maybe be already doing. I mean, I know I do. Anyone in your life that you love, do something for them to let them know why they're still here. Many people associate Valentine's Day with getting your girl something, like I said previously. And for years, this was the norm. And I'm not tooting my own horn, but I've always made sure that my loved ones had gifts. Like my mom, my daughter, my sister, my grandma. I always tried to make sure that they were straight. Even sometimes, a lot of times I've done stuff for my aunts. I try to make sure the women in my life and whoever I'm dating at the time, I'm going to make sure she's straight. But I'm going to make sure the women in my life feel some type of love from me. Even if they're in relationships, I still do my part as a son, a father, a nephew, or a brother. My son and my nephews also got Valentine's Day gift. Now, some of you may be saying that I'm adding too many people. I get this, because most people are on a budget. But like I said, it doesn't have to be an expensive gift. You don't have to go broke over it. And if you haven't did this, go to a Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, and anything. Everything's a dollar. You go to those stores, you can come up with real great ideas, and you're not spending a lot of money. You think about it. If you buy 10 gifts, that's 10 loved ones that you took care of with a small gift to show that you love them. Dollar Tree, everything a dollar. All these dollar stores around here is no excuse for you not to have something. And if someone you're getting something says something about you spending at, or you're buying them something from the Dollar Tree, they don't deserve a gift the following year or whatever, because they're not appreciative. Now, me personally, I used to get like my son and my nephews maybe a pair of red boxers. I go to Walmart or something not too expensive. Boxers, $4. And I try to get them something with red in them to, you know, let them know uncle loved them. You know, daddy love you, you know. You can also do a pair of socks. You know, you don't have to spend a lot. Maybe $2, a pair of socks. And when you do these gifts, you can also go, when you go to the Dollar Tree, I know this because I've seen it, you can get 30 Valentine's Day bags for $1. Each gift you can put in the bag. You can put candy in the bag, but it's something to show that I was thinking of you. I love you. Now, and my son, he always enjoyed the gifts. Although he felt that Valentine's Day was for a woman. He always had a big smile on his face, and he never turned a gift down, so I know he appreciated it. If you're listening to this podcast, do something for a male figure that you love and watch their reaction. I guarantee you they're going to appreciate it. And to be honest, and I may keep repeating myself, and to be honest, Valentine's Day is about love. So why not do a little something for a few more people this year? Me personally, I think that this is what the world is missing right now. So much is going on, and love is just fading away. Love, we're missing a lot of love in this world. I mean, Some things are natural causes, and we can't do anything about them. But love is all, it's in all of us, not just on Valentine's Day. I say this. Try hugging more. Say thank you more. Ask someone how their day is. Or just compliment their outfit or do something. These are all forms of spreading a little love. And while we are changing the narrative about love / Valentine's Day, throwing our sons in the mix. If you haven't been buying your son stuff already, throwing them in the mix will bring them up, spreading more love. Your sons will understand that this day is not all about the female. They're in the mix, and as they get older, they can return the favor. And before I go, I want to give you one little thing that you can do for your mate, your boo, girlfriend, husband, or boyfriend. I'm giving y'all one of my secrets. So hold on to this. You can do this, and I've done this before, and it really works. Because when it comes to love, the person that you're giving the love to, they may analyze and see how much thought have you put in the process. Or how well do you really love them? So this right here is perfect for anyone. And let it be known, I'm giving y'all one of my love secrets. You can, as we said before, go back to the dollar store. Cheap idea, but it's great. It's amazing. Go to the dollar store or go to Walmart. Buy you some construction paper. And if you can, get it on red, get red, pink, white, or whatever. But you cut out little squares, and you're gonna write something on each square. Okay. Now, I'm gonna give you a few examples, but you can put whatever you do on whatever you want to do to your mate, your love, your boo, whatever. One of them, you're going to put dinner. One of them, you're going to put movie. One of them, you're going to put car wash. One of them, you're going to put full body massage. Another one, you may put a home prepared meal. Another one, you may put run my bath water and light some candles. If you put all these on coupons, you're going to, like I said, you could buy 30 bags at Dollar Tree. $1. You're going to put all the coupons in a bag, and on Valentine's Day, you're going to give it to your mate. But your mate, your lover, your girlfriend, whatever that person is to you, they have all these cars to use the next 2-3 months. And when they want that item done to them, they give you a card out of the bag. Now, they have to pre-warn you to let you know, to make sure you have a free day. Let them know, hey, I'm going to use one of my love coupons. So it may be Monday. You can tell them Friday, I want a dinner date. I want to go out to eat. You knowing what they like to eat. So you know you got to prepare for Friday for that to be the special day. They use one of their love coupons. It's, like I said, it's about love. And it's many more things that you can do, but this is a good love / good thing for your mate. And with the dollar bags that you're purchasing, you're going to purchase $34. You can put candy in them and give them out to people that you love. But what makes it even better, if you know that your boo loves, let's say, Reese's cups. You can buy Reese's cups, put them in a bag. Because if your boo likes Reese's cups, they're going to be more appreciative because you did the work to think about what they like. And because when it comes to Valentine's Day, we know when you buy that box of candy, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to like everything in the box. But when you go the cheap route, you spend that dollar, you get the bags, you know what type of candy that your love likes. Whether it's Snicker bars or whatever, you can get the mini ones and you put them in a bag. You tie the bag up, you give him a bag of candy, and you give him a bag of love coupons. And that's all I have about Valentine's Day. But I'm going to end it with this stuff that's happening in the news. I know you all heard about the pastor spitting in his hands, putting it on the man's face or whatever. It's crazy because black people will really go blow to blow over their pastor. Black people just love their pastors. But people, we got to understand, these pastors are humans just like us. Don't view them as they are God or God sent them. They are human just like you. Your relationship with God is your relationship. So don't let the pastor come in between and coming down like he's this holy like Jesus figure. Because that's the way some black people look at it. You're giving these pastors too much power. And they're getting caught in just as many scandals as other people. So like all I'm saying is just don't give them a lot of power. And Joe Biden is still the same thing, you know, the Voting Rights Act or whatever. People, just understand this. He's been in the Senate about 40 years. If he ain't done nothing in 40 years, he's not going to do it. Blacks are waiting. Here we go again. We're waiting for a savior. You know, he promised what he's going to do and will do. He's not going to do it. So it's like you're on your own. And just quit sitting around waiting and begging or whatever. You know, you got Kamala Harris, the first black woman. Yeah, okay, that's good. But she's not going to be able to do anything either. And for one, I'm not getting on the case. It's their first term. They're not going to be able to turn things around as fast as we would like to see it. So, fall back. They're not going to do what they said. You just keep living your best life. And I'll talk to y'all next week.